Where's the stock market headed? Up, down, or just plain sideways? Where are the best opportunities right now? Dave cuts through the fluff in a no-nonsense manner. Random Thoughts with Dave Landry Podcast. Here's your host, Dave Landry.
This is your Random Thoughts Podcast for Monday, December 7th, 2015. I've told the following story 1,000 times, and I keep telling it until you people get it. Way back when the earth was still cooling, my wife, Marcy, asked me, "How many trading systems do you really need?" This was after I showed her my latest system, and likely systems, du jour. "You just need one, babe, the one that you will follow." In the last column, inspired by my recent trip to Germany, I talked about how to follow the system once you find it. I suppose we need to back up a bit and discuss how to find that viable system in the first place. Do you believe? The first thing you need to ask yourself is, do you really believe in the system? Trust me, if you have an ounce of doubt in what you're doing, indecision will haunt you as soon as real dollars are on the line. As I wrote in layman's, I've never met an unsuccessful paper trader. So how do you believe? Well, you study the charts over and over. You not only look for how great the system is, but you also have to play devil's advocate and pick it apart. Someone emailed me a back-tested system, bragging about the results. When I pointed out to them that the nearly 50% drawdown's a little steep, they said, "Well, the system actually ended positive for that year." Yep, yet another successful paper trader. Can you really lose over half of your money and then keep following the system? And without digressing too far, never forget that with backtesting, your largest drawdown is always in front of you. So I'd expect a little more than 50%. Does the system fit your lifestyle? Do you really want to be in and out all day glued to the screen? Many years ago, I found myself with a bucket with some Lysol in it under my trading desk, just in case. What's next? Astronaut diapers? I quickly came to my senses and thought, do I really want to be found dead like this? In more recent times, I was working with a doctor who was carrying a laptop from exam room to exam room, day trading while treating his patients. I'm not saying that doctors can't be good day traders, but you can't be a good day trader and a good doctor at the same time. Know the nuances. Do you know the nuances, and more importantly, can you accept them, good, bad, and indifferent? Can you trade a system day after day that makes a tiny amount and then get whacked and lose 6 months or more worth of your hard work? Rinse and repeat. On the flip side, can you trade a much longer-term trend-following system and be wrong for over 75% of the time and survive abysmal drawdowns? As mentioned in the latest episode of Dave Landry's The Week in Charts, a famous trader was criticized for losing a fortune. His point is that he never would have made the fortune in the first place without his mindset to follow the system. On the good side, will it go to your head when the system begins to print money? I've seen people do some really stupid thing with their life simply because they just happened to hit it just right. Unfortunately, as we say in the South, the sun doesn't shine on the same dog's ass every day. I've seen people go from sports cars and boats to living in a van down by the river. And some of these people have decided to check out early. "Whoa, Chief Orman, you're beginning to bum me out. Sorry, I didn't mean to Karen you right before breakfast." But I've seen most everything, and sometimes good problems are still problems nonetheless. Good, bad, and indifferent. There'll also be indifferent times when you just have to grind it out. You'll wonder if you'll ever make any real money. Quoting Brian Gelber, "This is my view of the life of the trader. 4 out of 12 months, you're hot. You're so excited that you can't sleep at night. You can't wait to get to work the next day. You're just rolling. 2 months out of the year, you're cold. You're so cold, you're miserable. You can't sleep at night. You can't figure out where the next trade is going to come from. The other 6 months out of the year, you make and lose." Unquote. So you think you have something. When you do think you have something, make sure that it's fairly simple. I would seriously toss out any system that you couldn't explain to me on a cocktail napkin. My eyes tend to glaze over once the third oscillator is mentioned. Trust me, it'll be much easier to follow a simple system in real markets than something complex. So never forget, while imperfect, simple systems can work quite well longer term. Longer term is a key word in that sentence. I was asking Germany why I would tell them exactly what I'm doing. Well, from my experience, I know that people won't follow it. In great conditions, they'll try to beat the system by getting it early, overleveraging, and a host of other sloppy behavior. In less than ideal conditions, they'll try to invent trades, or worse, join the church of what's happening now, instead of just remaining a member of www.thechurchoftrendfollowing.com. To the markets. It's interesting that somehow the bull-bear switch got magically flipped late last week. Don't get me wrong, as a certified TFM, I promise you that I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to remain a little skeptical as long as the internals are somewhat dubious. Most sectors are still shy of their old highs. You know the routine, though. If more and more begin to improve, then I'm all in. Although they don't look bad, even the indices aren't quite there yet. Yes, Friday was a good day with the P's, that's the S&P 500, and Quack, that's the NASDAQ, up over 2%. You know markets, though. It's what have you done for me lately, Janet? Unfortunately, the markets, especially the P's and Rusty, haven't made a lot of progress on a net-net basis in a long, long time. You know the routine, though. Take things one day at a time. So what do we do? Well, the market will have to string together a few good days before I will get too excited. This is the market where you have to be really careful not to chase your own tail. Just last week, the market faked out and then sold off and came right back. I listen to my database when the market is a little sporadic shorter term and sideways longer term, that is, on a net-net basis. And right now, the database isn't saying much. Yes, gold woke up late last week and we could see setups there soon, but right now, again, it's not saying much. It usually pays to listen. Trust me, when the market is firing on all eight cylinders, there'll be a plethora of setups. Now's not the time to invent trades. Be super selective. Wait for entries. Honor your stops when triggered and take partial profits / trail your stop if blessed with a profit. In other words, follow your system. Best of luck with your trading today.
Want to learn more about trading? Visit DaveLambry.com for free reports, articles, videos, and live webinars. Got a question on trading? Email Dave at Dave@DaveLambry.com.